sounds good. Who is this?
That's a instrumental version. Ricky Van Shelton.
Oh.
Cried My Last Tear for You.
Oh. Hey, Gary, since you were a little late to the auction at Randy Johnson's home and you're sitting on all that cash, I got another investment for you.
This is horrible.
It's a lot cheaper than what they're asking for Randy Johnson's house, but it doesn't come with 7 acres. This is a 2,500 square foot home in Queens, New York. Mm-hmm. So the lot size is probably like 2,800 square feet.
At best.
And there's no movie theater in there either.
No movie theater. But it was a home that Trump grew up in. It was built by his father in the 40s, and they lived there till age 4 till they moved into a larger home moving up. It is going on the market. $2.9 million cash.
So there you go.
$2.9 million in Queens?
Uh-huh.
I don't know. Am I crazy to say that's actually a bargain? Or because I would think it'd be more expensive in the Queens area.
Well, go snap it up.
It was in the mansion section of the Wall Street Journal on Friday, and it says it is higher than some of the other homes in the area.
Oh, okay. So. All right, let me go check the sofa.
I was the same way as you. I said only 2.9 in New York.
Yeah, so I thought that's a bargain. But let me go check myself. I got some extra cash somewhere.
Property investment. So when we're talking about water supply to our home, one of the common things we run into is an air hammer, and that's when the water pressure in the home is usually a little high, and the valve that's using water shuts off, and all that water that's in our plumbing line that's traveling comes to a stop at the end and it goes dunk. If you have a pressure regulator, that can solve it. If that doesn't solve it, you can put an air hammer arrestor. We talked about it a little bit last week with Chris Stanfield of Stampede Plumbing. It's just a little expansion valve that you install near that fixture, and when the water shuts off, this acts as a shock absorber to the line. The best thing we can do, and you hear us talking about it regularly, is a water softener to our supply. The water supply will help soften the water from the point of entry into our home. Not exactly at the front, but we take it. We have a water softening loop that has to get installed where we take it from the front of the home, bring it over to the water softener. It's an ionic exchange, and it eliminates the hard water and calcium that is in our water supply, and it delivers it to your home. And without those hard minerals and deposits that are removed by this ionic exchange, it makes our plumbing system, it reduces the corrosion, it reduces the calcium buildup, it reduces the scaling, it helps with our washing our dishes, it keeps them, especially our glassware, from building up a film on it. It reduces the amount of wear and tear on our clothes.
Cut down soap on everything. Cut down your laundry soap. Cut down your dishwasher soap, your hand soap, everything.
So that is the best thing we can do to protect our water supply system. Now, on the drain side of things, the drain has an additional element there.
I'd rather deal with the supply side.
Yeah. Wouldn't we all?
When it comes to the drain side, that's what I call a plumber, and I don't care what they charge by the hour.
No. No, and you get involved in some of those, and you wonder why don't they charge twice as much for what they did.
Yeah.
This is awful. But there's an additional, a supply sign is a closed system. It's got to be airtight. If you get air in the line, you can oftentimes see that at your faucet as it's sputtering out. But the drain side, it has to be an open loop system. If you've all played with your straw and your drink before, where you put your finger over the top of the straw and you pick the straw out and all the water that was in the glass or your cup stays in the straw, and then you open it and the water falls out. So when we're draining the water, we have to have that vent system so the water and whatever we're flushing down the drain goes down the drain. And the drain is at a quarter inch
Adios.
Slope per foot. It's called the rise over run. It's a quarter inch for every foot. And that system all goes back either out the front to the city sewer or out the back to the city sewer or into a septic tank. And again, it's designed the shortest possible distance. We don't want a lot of elbows or bends in the drain system. So from wherever that drain system is to wherever it leaves your home, it's probably the straightest possible path you can imagine. And there are so many things on the market that people dump down the drain thinking that they're cleaning it up. We're not a big proponent of harsh chemicals, especially if you're on a municipality that does water reclamation. It only makes it harder and more expensive to clean that water, whether they're passing it on to the water supply at the Palo Verde nuclear power plant, whether they're releasing it back into the river and waterways, whatever it's doing. The less harsh chemicals we can put down there, the better it is. Nobody, that's not something we like talking about or thinking about, but there's even fertilizers that's made out of municipalities reclaimed water. Not in Arizona.
Milwaukee. What's it called? Miracro?
Milorganite.
Milorganite.
Made out of the reclaimed waste sewage from the city of Milwaukee.
And I'll tell you, if you talk to plumbers that specialize in unclogging drains, they're going to tell you what they find over and over and over again is Kleenex, cotton, Q-tips, and moist towelettes are the three things that will clog a drain line more often than anything else. And when I tell people that, they say, well, I've been flushing those things down the toilet for years. Well, great. I'm just telling you, if you talk to a drain cleaning specialist, those are the three things that they'd like to never see. A Kleenex is not made to deteriorate underwater the same way toilet paper is.
And just test it. Take a Kleenex, take toilet paper, put it on your back patio, pour water on it.
And
you
see
can't
what happens.
Pick the toilet paper back up. It starts disintegrating
right
immediately. That Kleenex, it's made to keep what you're blowing into it from ever reaching your hand and not deteriorate.
Yeah. So cotton swabs, Q-tips, moist towelettes, and Kleenex, your drain system's three biggest enemies.
And
teenage boys.
At the point you're dealing with an odor issue, a lot of times it is from the drain side of our plumbing systems. A very common one where those vents are on your roof, if you look at your roof and see all these little black PVC pipes sticking out the top, those are your plumbing vent. That's the top of your straw that allows air into the system to allow the water to drain. Well, there's a lot of aroma that happens and builds up in these drain systems over the years.
You could call it that.
And the way the winds come across and out of the southwest, depending on the pitch and slope and direction of your roof, as the air rolls over the top of your roof, it can create kind of a little back pressure and keep that gas from exhausting out of the plumbing vent, and it finds its way back into your home because it has to go somewhere, and it's easier for it to come back up into one of our plumbing fixtures than go down into the drain. It's lighter than air. That's why it exhausts up to the top, so it's not realistic to think it's going to go down into the sewer system. Well, all we have to do is put an extension on top of that PVC to get above the air break, and you know, don't do anything permanent until you figure out it works. Start up at a 2-foot pole and our pipe extension. If that doesn't work, then you can add a charcoal filter on top of that, and in that'll help that problem. The other problems that we get is a bathroom that's not used regularly. In particular, the sink or the tub.
Yeah.
When a plumbing drains, and you can see this under any of your sinks, there's a little loop, and that's called the P-trap. And what that's designed to do is hold water there so that if the gas isn't exhausting, it has to then pass a water barrier to get back into the home. Well, over a period of time, if that's not used, that water evaporates. So if you hear water running in through the drain lines from other locations, a lot of people will notice if they use the commode, the toilet in a bathroom, but they don't use the shower in that one a lot. If you hear the water traveling through the shower, you just know you've got no water in your P-trap. Turn it on, let it run for a few seconds, turn it off. We know some people pour very cheap vodka in there because it evaporates at a much slower rate if they don't plan on using it. That way they're not wasting the water. So and odor can come in through those point of entries. And the last one we want to mention, and we'll get to our calls here, Corky and Donna are both on the line at 1-888-767-4348, is that little overflow in your sink. If you're brushing your teeth and you look down, you've got your drain, but then you've got that little hole above it. You've also got one, an overflow in your tubs. Stuff can grow in that area. We don't wash and clean those areas regularly, but as part of the drain side, and algae and stuff can grow, and those overflow tunnels occasionally might need a little bleach poured down them to disinfect.
That's always discouraging when you lean over to spit out your toothpaste and there's little roach whiskers sticking out of that overflow hole.
No roach whiskers. The final one that's common, when the anode rod in our water heater deteriorates, it's designed to offset an odor so you know that it is dissolved. It kind of smells like rotten eggs. And that's just to tell you that the sacrificial magnesium rod in your water heater that's designed to deteriorate so that the metal tank doesn't deteriorate as fast is out of its practical life use, and then you just need to replace your anode rod. So there's the one side that we get with the one aroma we get with the supply side of your plumbing system. The rest deal with your drain side. With that said, and if you're not puking and throwing up and disgusted out by the drain side of your plumbing system, let's get to our calls. Corky, welcome to the program.
How you doing today?
Good.
Good to hear your dad back on the air. I really missed him. He's a great guy and got a lot of good information.
Yes, sir.
Here's my problem. I purchased a town home, had the popcorn ceilings taken off. Ceilings were 14 foot at one end and 10 at the other. Then I replaced all the carpeting because it's old and put down nice tile. Now I have a little echo problem. Any solutions?
You know, what you might think about doing, Corky, is call Thermal Advantage and ask them to fill all your drywall interior partitions with insulation. And in my home I'm building, the perfect home, it's going to be hard surface floors. It's going to be exposed masonry exterior walls, and all the walls are going to be insulated inside and out for that particular reason, to try and kill some of the noise. The other thing, those old popcorn ceilings are dated, but they do a good job killing the echo. The other thing is soft furniture, window coverings, or area rugs will help as well. But when you get to that hard
carpet,
when you get to that hard surface, clean, low maintenance look, sound and echo is something that you've got to deal with.